Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We as human beings tend to overthink things.
Yeah, sure.
The holiday season's a perfect example. Tomorrow, folks will overthink a simple meal. Starting Friday, folks will overthink sending gifts to their loved ones.
Yes.
And because a recent story showed us getting our loved ones what they want is actually super easy, we're going to overthink that as well. But one man says even that is too complicated.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to gifts for the people you care about, the easiest solution is to just not do it.
Cut it.
It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the breaker. Brought to you just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we found a study telling us what people really wanted for the holiday season. When it comes to gifts, almost 7 in 10 people who live in the state of New York said they wanted cash.
Yeah.
Cold, hard, stinky cash.
Nice.
And the reasons are pretty obvious. Nobody's got cash.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Tommy, you heard this and you did a victory lap around the room. Because you've been saying for years, just give people gift cards and money.
And the amount of money and amount of waste with these gifts is ridiculous.
Kimmy, you and I were a little more skeptical of this.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of said, like, even if you wanted to do that, it's impossible. It's just, it's simply an impossible thing to do.
I mean, look, there are people in your life that you simply cannot give cash to.
I get, like, the little ones, that I understand. But grown-ass people don't need to unwrap a Santa gift.
Okay.
Santa don't care about your old ass.
Oh, so you're going to go to the ATM, take out a 50, and hand it to your wife, Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Wives are different.
Oh, no, it's what I just said. No, it's not.
Wives are different.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Pa. Thanks for everything you've done for me. Here's $75.
Oh, my father? He would take the cash easily.
Well, it turns out the gift issue can be made even more simple.
I love this.
Because you don't need to spend all this time shopping for gifts. You don't need to worry about who you're allowed to give cash to.
Why is that?
Well, if you listen to this man, you don't have to worry about anything at all.
That's nice.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, arguing that the holidays don't matter. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I listened to your show when you were talking about buying gifts or giving money for Christmas presents. There's a third best way for you to deal with Christmas presents. Don't buy anyone anything. No one says you have to buy presents for anyone. Everyone stresses every year about how they can afford, what they're getting people, when they'll have the time to go out and do it. What do people really need anyways? Half the stuff we give as gifts just gets thrown out or stuffed in a closet. All you have to do is talk to aunts and uncles and grandparents and wives and husbands and kids and tell them, don't get me anything because I won't be getting you anything. And just like that, the stresses of your holidays melt away. Sincerely, Chris.
Don't buy any presents at all.
We're all in agreement.
But can you imagine?
You too, kids.
Can you imagine the relief of your wallet and your bank account that everybody's driving themselves broke because it's just like this thing we were just taught to do?
Sure, sure, sure. I knew you'd love this guy's take.
And nobody cares. Like, your kids don't appreciate what you do.
Oh,
for
no, no, they don't. Nobody does. Nobody cares. Tommy, he makes a great point. Everything about gifts is unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
Takes up time. We don't have, requires money no one can part with. Most of the stuff we get just gets chucked somewhere. So let's all pass on gifts.
And by the way, the planet doesn't need more crap in the landfill.
What a stupid take this man has.
The planet?
What a stupid take. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Guys like this kill me.
Sure.
Because they think they're so smart. What you don't realize is how much stress gift-giving brings. No, we all realize it. Okay. We're well aware. No one listening to this show just all of a sudden had some epiphany like, oh, my God, not spending money.
Oh, my God, I could save money?
All my time, Kimmy, it's stressful. What Tommy and this man who wrote this letter do not consider.
What's that?
Is the human aspect of it.
What's the human aspect?
Why we give gifts and what happens.
Because you were taught to.
If we don't. Oh, you think we've been programmed?
Yes. Since you were a child.
Okay. Let's start with the least important gift receivers.
What's that?
Extended family.
Oh.
Brothers, sisters, aunt, uncles.
Get rid of them.
All right. Look, if you want to cut those people out of giving gifts, I get it.
Do it.
Fine. No argument for me.
They don't need it.
You be you. That's fine. But then comes mom and dad and grandma and grandpa.
They're old. What gift does some old fuzzuck need at this stage of their life besides more years, which you ain't got?
Counterpoint.
Know, something to say, I love you, I care about you.
You're going
to
stiff the people that raised
you. Yeah. Yeah. Go visit them at the nursing home.
All they sacrificed their entire life to get you where you are.
Hey, nobody told you.
And you can't be bothered.
Nobody told you to make kids. Don't come running to me because you made me.
Is that a real thing you just said out loud? Don't come running to me.
Because you made me.
Because you made me.
It was like the government told you to start banging over there and make kids.
Do you realize what a slap in the face?
You shouldn't have had me at all.
No, I agree with that.
Thank you.
Do you realize what a slap in the face it is to your mother and father? And I get.
What is your mother at this stage? When people are
mom
under 60,
deserves
what they
it the most. She's putting together the holidays, most likely. She's putting up with your dad. Think about that.
Well, that's what you signed on for.
Oh, my God.
I get that your parents, your grandparents will insist they don't want anything.
Yeah.
I would argue that gifts mean the most to those people because it shows you didn't just get them something because you felt obligated to do
and
it. That they are on your mind.
They are the hardest to buy for.
I disagree.
All right, so how old is your grandfather?
He's in his 80s now.
Where do you get him?
Hickory Farms cheese and sauce.
That's going to kill the guy.
That's a different situation.
He doesn't need the salt and fat at his age.
He's actually in great shape. I don't know how.
That is a fun surprise when it shows up.
He's on the side of the family that lives to like 100, as opposed to my other side of the family that lives to right about now.
Yeah, I disagree.
All right.
They don't need it. And again, unless you're trying to get some inheritance out of the old bag, maybe work that angle.
So you're saying no gifts are necessary unless it's a bribe.
Well, what is a gift? It's a bribe.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's an exchange of love.
Love this. Come on.
The most dick sentence in this letter from, what was the guy's name? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Chris.
Chris, from Chris.
Chris the dick.
He argues you don't have to get gifts for the children.
Children,
yeah,
that I
insane.
Disagree with.
Quote, and that's no.
I
quote,
disagree.
Quote,
no,
quote.
The babies.
All, quote, all you have to do is tell aunts and uncles and grandparents and wives and husbands and kids, don't get me anything because I won't get you anything. What a monster. You said I agree with everything this guy wrote down.
I didn't know he said that part.
You were not listening to the letter that was written for you, my friend?
I say get the little ones little gifts. Yeah,
but
the little ones.
The little ones are fun to buy for, too.
Yes.
Because it's partly. I mean,
oh,
it's
look
more,
at you. Yes, yes, yes. No.
But this holiday is
you. Like, you're getting satisfaction out of seeing them open it. They're excited.
Yes.
Maybe it's something you yourself want to play with.
And they're buying the jive. It's cute. But, like, teenagers, no.
You're kidding me, right?
Some wise-ass 15-year-old boy, I ain't getting nothing for.
My daughters are 13 and 15. I've got, if my kids go off to college.
Oh, they're going to college.
3 Christmases left with both of them. 5 Christmases left with a child in the house.
Yeah.
I am not going to sacrifice the excitement and joy of Christmas morning presents with my kids. I'm not.
But let's say you were broke.
Yeah.
That would be a very hard thing to do.
Would find a way.
There ain't no way when there ain't no money.
Oh, bro, that's not true. There are plenty of parents that there ain't no way, and they find a way.
Pipes burst and heat's all gone.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. Look, I love how you create these scenarios that you had no experience with as a child. And what pisses me off the most is you got gifts anytime you wanted them. Anytime.
Well, I had gifts on demand.
That's what I'm saying.
And it was also the Gifts of the Month Club.
Man argues he shouldn't have been born. And then
it just doesn't make any sense to me because I know that there are people that have this take. They didn't have a great childhood or great Christmases. Like, it's just not always like a happy memory for them. So
Daddy drank all the gifts away.
I understand why those people want to skip the holidays.
Yeah.
It's just like they don't want to be reminded. But you are not that person. You had a great childhood. You were the most spoiled kid in your family. And yet you're like, I had a great Christmas, but you can't.
No,
it's good Christmases.
Go get your own Christmas. I did.
She's 100%. Go get your own Christmas.
I had to earn those Hot Wheels, that boat.
We have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Again, hate mail of the week. A man named Chris writes, don't get gifts for anybody. I will read the quote again, my favorite quote from this letter. All you have to do is tell aunts and uncles and grandparents and wives and husbands and kids, don't get me anything because I won't be getting you anything. James writes, the writer is 100% right. This will be the fifth year that my wife and I haven't bought anything for Christmas. It's been great. Our two nieces get $50 each, and the holiday is done. All right, let's talk about spouses.
Yeah.
Right? My favorite one is don't get gifts for your spouse. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you are not gifting to your spouse, what's the point of being with them?
Were you in it just for the gifts?
You spend years together. You know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't enjoy trying to surprise them with a gift.
Yeah.
But we don't really, my wife and I exchange gifts, but it's not like a huge surprise.
And it blows my mind that you do it that way. Like, if you can if you can't afford it legitimately with your spouse, I get that. That's the easiest one to cut. Yeah. What can you do? I get it. But the folks that make an argument not to do gifts, why not just go get a roommate instead?
Well, I mean,
no, I'm serious. Like, what is the point?
No, because you're intimate with each other.
Are you intimate? Yeah, not for long when you're not buying surprise gifts for each other.
Surprise gift.
No, I'm serious.
You think some 70-year-old needs a surprise gift?
Yes.
Everybody loves a surprise gift. Even you're not going to nail it every time, but at least you tried to surprise every time.
And now, people my age, you don't need anything.
I understand you don't need anything.
What's
honey,
a surprise? One more of these?
Honey, I love you, but not enough to take an hour of my day to try and put a smile on your face. Because that's what you're telling them.
There's some cheese and crackers.
Like, the first person that suggests,
don't do that.
If she suggests don't do gifts, it's a trap and you know it.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Well, but I get my wife gifts.
Okay.
I got all of them gifts. Where'd it get me?
Okay, but you're it's interesting how you were sitting here arguing
the
whole time.
I got the boot.
Mm-hmm. No gifts for anybody.
Yeah.
And now, my wife gave my wife.
Well,
You got to play the game. I give me a gift.
If you're married, you got to play the game.
I got to same stuck in my territory like this the time you like. Suck-ass bitch.
Like, your house does not need anything else in it.
I agree with you.
The way you talk, your house has got to be crammed wall to wall with stuff.
Yes, I got kids, man.
No,
your kid,
your wife, you'll pack it in.
You just told us this morning. You bought a backup espresso machine. You have a Frank Reich espresso machine in your basement, and you're gonna try and come at me with you've got too much stuff.
It was on sale.
Instagram messages coming in.
Emergency.
I told this man when we first read his message, and I will continue, we will always read what he writes us because of his name.
Yeah.
From Hudson Luft.
Yeah.
This guy's right. It's stressful. But, I mean, today there are apps that make it easier. My family uses an app called Giftster that allows the whole family to join, add gifts to their list. It will show what gifts have already been bought. It's literally amazing because there are plenty of gifts they want that are cheap. Like, my sisters have their list, probably 20 items less than $30.
So it's like a registry?
Yeah.
So we've talked about this. It came
so
up
you
a
can
couple
see what's
times.
I didn't know there
purchased.
Was, like, a name for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, that's a good way to do it.
If you're going to do it, like, well,
I don't have a big family. Like, you buy for everybody, but you've got an extended family.
Well, okay, so we do a Secret Santa now with my, like, aunts, uncles, mom. Well, I still buy my parents, but, like, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
But, like, my nieces and nephews I'll buy for.
Well,
my
I get
kids
it.
I'm
They're
buying
little.
For. My wife I'm buying
kids
for.
Kids always get the gifts.
Yeah. We'll see if I'm doing Ryan, my brother, every year. Don't give me anything.
What is it?
Don't do it. No.
So you get him a gift.
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
I mean, do you normally get him a gift?
It depends on the year. If it's a year, I want him to feel bad about himself. But no, he'll do the same thing to me. Like, he'll be like, don't do gifts. And then he'll show up at my house and be like, oh, I did it. Oh, I got you a gift.
So it's not even a love thing. It's a power play. It's like,
well,
you give the gift
obligation.
Of shame.
Yeah. For Ryan specifically, yes. But for everyone else, it's out of care. I do enjoy
shopping. Gift off.
I enjoy shopping for Ryan. I like shopping for Ryan because we have a connection that neither of us have.
But you like shopping for him, but you just mock everything
right.
That gets you.
It's a complicated relationship.
Okay.
It's not that complicated.
But it's
really easy to figure out. You're a couple of asses.
Yeah, it's a complicated ass relationship. I mean, Kimmy, do you buy for your brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you get him last year?
You know, it's a little weird.
God, what did I get him last year?
Oh, it's not good that you can't even
bag of ice for his ice bath.
Bag of ice for his ice bath.
Here's a bag of water. Here's hard water for your hot bath.
I cannot remember what I got him last year.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, but you're broke.
What did I get him?
Are you serious?
I'm totally blanking.
Do you want to text your husband? Because he's a caring person. He'll remember.
He probably will. He's probably not up yet.
Nisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. How to spot a Scrooge. The whole point of the holiday is spending time with your friends and family, sharing joy and love through gifts. People like Chris and Tommy just don't have any loved ones. I think that's what it is. You just don't care.
I'm not a holiday person.
No, you don't care about people other than you. It's not about being a holiday person. You're selfish.
I do care about me, yes. I'm a selfish person, but can't you be selfish? What's wrong with that?
No, you can be selfish. You just can't expect anything from anybody else because you're the first person to bitch if you get A, a bad gift, or B, you're not thought of. Am I wrong? Well, oh, you got awfully quiet over there all of a sudden.
I mean, it's the class move. If you're a gift giver, give me a gift.
You don't feel a little guilty when somebody like gives you a thoughtful gift that you enjoy, like they just nail it, and you're like, here's your $20.
You nailed it when you got me that.
Jimmy, you're different. You're really cool because you're in front of me. You're different.
I use that Yeti mug every single day.
You're not like the other girls.
And I gift you all the time.
Yeah, you do. You do.
All
the
time.
I'm not saying you don't. But I'm talking to, like, you know, when you...
We gift her.
No, I get her Starbucks all the time.
He does.
You do not participate in Starbucks because you drink soda in the morning because I got to be cool Pat. They could be different.
Are you mad you don't have to buy him Starbucks? Because that's kind
of a
benefit.
I would buy him Starbucks.
No, you wouldn't, you cheap ass bitch.
Yes, I would.
And by the way, I'm the one not being cool. You're the one showing up with your holiday cups. Check off the holiday. The holiday cups are out, guys.
They're very festive.
Starbucks holiday cup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Would you consider the greater Rochester area cultured?
Oh, yeah. I mean, big history, a lot of money. I mean, George Eastman, you know. Yeah.
I mean cultured as far as the fine arts.
Yeah, but we have an art gallery.
Okay, we
have an artist district here.
We have an artist district.
Yeah. Don't we?
Neighborhood of the Arts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, we have the Eastman School, we got the MAG, yeah. Memorial Art Gallery, but apparently...
Yeah, I would say we're an arty town.
Well, we don't have enough art, Thomas.
What are we arting?
Well, there is something new being proposed on the east side. Something that will have artists not from our area apparently coming in to live in our community.
So I thought we had one of these. It was called Artisan Works, where it was like a big warehouse full of art, but like there's like artists in there doing this.
Oh, no, but that is not exactly what this will be.
So what is this will be?
The town of Victor just approved something very unique.
Oh, what are they doing?
So they have a new art gallery that is coming to town.
Yeah.
A building on Route 96 will be converted into a space to show off all kinds of art.
Right next to the RV center.
But that is not the unique part of this story.
What is?
The art gallery is going to have a second story with a living space for visiting artists.
So they'd be up there like an artist studio working?
Or no, I think that's where they will live.
Oh, but okay.
So
but usually the guys are painting while they're living.
They do eat.
I understand they eat. That's why there's an Arby's.
I don't know. We're all artists here.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that their slogan.
What's that?
Arby's! We have the artists. You have to say it quietly because there are artists. A recent Victor Town Board meeting gave the okay for the go-ahead for the project, but they set a strict limit on how long the artists are allowed to stay and live at the gallery.
Right.
30 days, and then they got to get out.
It's not long. It's not.
So what's the draw for like people like that just want to go to the art gallery and these guys are living there?
I don't know. I would imagine this is the opportunity to like bring in modern artists that are known for things.
That do like, but...
They would have a place to stay to display their work or maybe do work live for the folks that are going to this art gallery.
But you would almost have to be familiar with that dude to go, would they be famous in the art world?
Yeah,
or are they just like any jamoke that paints?
I mean, we did stand up. We weren't famous doing stand up.
And nobody came to see us. And nobody put us up. And they threw us out after 30 days.
So the you and I of the art world.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, look, it's definitely something unique. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in Victor of all places.
Yeah, that's a weird area.
Well, why?
Well, because it's out there a little bit.
Okay. Well, it's out there unless you live out there, in which case it's right there.
Yeah. But, all right.
Is this going to be successful?
No.
Okay. You want to take a second?
It's going to tank, bro. Ain't no art
I don't
interest.
Know because I don't know if there's enough people in like the art community here in Rochester if it could sustain that.
Well, you would also be pulling from Canandaigua, Kimmy. That has a lot of people with money.
Oh, true. That's true.
And those people could be shopping for art to put in their high-end lake home.
Pick me up some art.
I mean, that spot, you could attract some higher-end buyers.
Look, you're either an art person or you're not an art person. And I do believe there are way more art people than we think that live in the greater Rochester area.
So my first wife worked at an art gallery in Florida. Mm-hmm. And this rich guy owned it. And he basically bought it for his like fifth wife.
Okay.
And the dicks that came through there, they were such a-holes, man.
The dicks that came through were such a-holes.
Okay. They were the worst, man.
But they still came through. That's all they care about. I mean,
they did. And
the
weirdo artists that came, they're just weird.
But that's because we don't get it. We're not deep in that world.
Okay.
Like, I will say this. There's no way. Modern art is a scam of scams.
Oh, my
man.
God.
It ain't art.
But maybe we just don't understand it. We don't have the eye for it.
I could roll my dog in paint.
You should
give
try
it diarrhea and let it run across a goddamn canvas. That's art.
So do it.
I should.
You won't.
I should.
You won't.
I don't. It's too messy. But you know what I'm saying, man. That modern art is crap.
You're doing something right now. As opposed to the old
art
that you appreciate.
I don't get it, so I hate it.
No,
it looks like, except that it looks like a Mona Lisa or looks like dogs playing poker.
Okay, what's Picasso?
That one's cheating. You know he's cheating over there. He's a bad dog.
What's Picasso, then?
He couldn't do eyes right. Wasn't he the one where like the heads were weird? How did that guy get laid?
You're doing two things right now. First of all, you're painting everybody that
should ask for a raise.
You're painting everybody that enjoys art.
Yeah,
you're
putting
a douchebag.
It all in the same box.
They are.
They're not. No, there are plenty of kind people who enjoy art. Kimmy enjoys art. Is she a douchebag?
Yeah, but even
we saw her art.
But even I don't get it. Like I'm not even like as somebody who took art in high school. I couldn't go to a gallery and like feel like I fit in just because I don't see it the way like the experts there see it.
Okay, but to that point, art is like music. Art is like comedy. Using music for an example, right? Mm-hmm.
The eyes of the beholder.
In my opinion, mm-hmm. our station at CMF plays the greatest music ever recorded. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of people that aren't into the Stones. They're not into Zeppelin. They're not into Rush, right?
That's true.
Right? Like, my daughters want to listen to Sabrina Carpenter and things like that, and they don't get this. Does that mean that the Stones aren't brilliant artists?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
So just because someone doesn't get something doesn't mean it doesn't move someone else on an emotional level.
So true.
You douchebag.
So true.
No, like, you listen to the most annoying ass music. Oh, Sammy saxophone and Jimmy Jam tuba. Shut up.
Jimmy Jam tuba.
One of the worst.
Jimmy tubes.
Like, you sit here as a jazz fan going, art's full of douchebags,
but
and I don't get it.
I'm a douchebag. Okay. I get it. I'm a douchebag.
Look. To the point about we have more art fans than you think in Rochester. The Memorial Art Gallery is always crowded. It is always crowded. Yeah. Not
bring
to mention
some big exhibits too.
Yeah, we had Warhol. Yeah,
the Warhol
that guy stole, tried to steal.
There was one last year too that's pretty big.
Not to mention there are a bunch of smaller galleries all over the city that unless you are plugged in, you would not know about. And look, I'm with you. I am not an art person. But it doesn't mean people who are into art are doing something wrong.
I'm not saying they're doing anything.
You are. You're calling them douchebags.
You look like you're going to sell me a knockoff up front.
Yeah, you do.
I got some cologne, too.
And here's the thing. You can't tell an art person just by looking at someone.
Oh, yes, you can.
Would you have guessed Kimmy goes to the Memorial Art Gallery?
I saw her art, bro.
No, if you did not know Kimmy.
That bucket of slop she was trying to pass off as art.
That was a portrait of Tommy. If you did not know Kimmy and you talked to her for 20 minutes, you would not think that she's someone who goes to the Memorial Art Gallery. Would
but
you?
She doesn't.
She does. Yeah.
She goes for the happy hours when they have the booze night.
Every night's a booze night. They got a bar in there.
Just so you can tolerate the conversation.
I am also willing to bet that most people listening to this show know a guy or two who is an art person, and they will never tell you because they don't want you to make fun of them.
But my aunt was like big into this.
Yeah.
And she was a New York sea bag. And she dragged me. When I would go to see her in New York, we would have to go to all these galleries.
I only saw like the good stuff.
I don't even need to see it again. And she would spend hours in there talking about it.
Yeah, showing me. Maybe you should have listened.
For what? What the hell is it going to do?
Art for what?
Thank you. It goes nowhere. That's the other thing. Art goes nowhere.
What?
It goes nowhere.
What do you mean it goes nowhere? There are people that existed 2,000 years ago that are still known because of what
they read. For a guy who only read picture books, I would think you'd have more appreciation for illustration.
Well, Kimmy, you know what I heard?
Go ahead.
You see one picture, you see them all.
Yes, you have.
Shut up.
It's a bowl of fruit.
Shut up.
A guy naked in Greece. I get it.
Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, those men have not existed for 1,000 years.
Okay, those are your
tiger. But I'm saying, they are still household name recognition for stuff they did centuries ago.
Okay, those guys are amazing. Because they were the first.
No, because if
and
you were
had
alive,
to, they had to create that.
If you were alive at that time, you're like, not even that good. Doesn't even look like dong's too small. Small dong. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but those guys like created it. Everybody else is just copying.
They created art?
Yes, because those guys created that stuff. There was nothing around before that.
No, really?
They did it. But after that, everybody's just copying them.
All looks the same, guys.
You're an idiot.
Everybody's just copying them. All they're doing
look
now.
What you did. Joey writes us on Instagram.
Joey, no. By the way, no Joey goes to an art gallery.
I'm going
to
read
unless
it.
He's like retiling the floor.
I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote it. Right. By the way, Michelangelo, Leonardo, all Italians. Hey, what do you think about this? Joey writes, yeah. Art is a scam. Okay, art is supposed to be free. It's supposed to be art everywhere except for the shiznit they charge. It's dumb as hell they call it art. Let's talk real hard like Picasso and those. I mean, it still looks weird, but it's way better than from people in prison. What the hell are you talking about, Joey? That's you. That is on your side right there.
I don't disagree.
All right. Going back to this art gallery in Victor. Again, 252 WCMF. They are opening an art gallery. It's going to have a space above the gallery in Victor where artists can live for up to 30 days while they are traveling through.
You know these guys are bums.
Kimmy, I'm going to talk to you for a
second. They had a girlfriend or a job in 20 years.
Bro, I bet you artists get laid constantly. And
it's
know
in
it
like
too.
Every rom-com, right? Like he invites her up to like his studio attic looking thing.
Yeah, but those guys don't look like that. Like, actual artists probably smell.
Kimmy,
they don't bathe. Yeah. They don't take care of their kids. Haven't called their mother in years.
As we just mentioned, all of the artists that have immediate name recognition are dead. Most of them dead for a long time.
Yeah.
But there are people who make a living right now as artists. Would you want that job? Could you, if you could make a living being an artist, would you want to do that?
Sure, why not? I mean, you're working on your own time. It's just something, it's a job you are inventing as you go.
Here's why. it may be a problem.
I mean, it's not an easy life.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, what if all of a sudden you're not cool anymore?
Right.
And how do you know if you're doing a good job? Because one day people could just decide they're not into your stuff
anymore.
Not worth
anything.
And you're not making any money.
Yeah. True.
And even some of the most well-known...
But if you can make any money off of it, even if it's for a short period of time, it's not worth it.
But what's super scary about this, like if you decide I'm going to go into being a professional artist,
yeah.
Even some of the most well-known artists in human history were broken sad when they were alive.
They died as drug addicts.
Yes. Like, you would have to be super...
Tortured souls.
Yes, I mean, Van Gogh, for God's sakes, right? That guy, again, is a household name,
yeah.
And that guy died penniless with one ear.
Yeah.
You would have to be super passionate and so sure of yourself.
Didn't he give that ear to, like, his lover?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. But you don't respect that passion? Like, what you are putting on the line, especially the background you come from, being a crappy comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing a one-nighter in Poughkeepsie. Oh, these artists are stupid. Do you think being an artist is hard?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is. I mean, it depends on what you're doing.
That took you 10
okay,
seconds.
Okay, so we knew a guy that was a so-called artist that it was just slopping
paint.
That's
a different scenario when you know it.
But he was just throwing paint on a canvas,
yeah.
And people were knobbing him because he was rich, and they wanted his money. But, I mean, there's that. I mean, I would say the art community is shittier than the drug business.
Oh, my
You know
God.
I'm right, bro. It's a bunch of money grubbers and hanger-ons.
Look, let's talk.
Idiots that think they're artists that have money in their pockets.
Let's talk real for a second.
But I just talk real.
Anything can be art. It's just a physical.
Which tells you it's not that.
No, it's a physical expression of an idea or emotion or a moment in time. That's all art is. And in all seriousness, I'll ask you seriously. How do you know this isn't something you would excel at?
Me? What?
If you sat down in front of an easel, if you started sculpting, that you wouldn't come up with something amazing.
I could paint
everything would look like boobs.
Look, I mean...
I would be a boobalist.
People that have a lot of life experience. You personally have caused a lot of pain to other people.
So I would transfer my pain onto the canvas?
Yeah, maybe.
Come to Tommy's Painful Art Gallery.
Well, they come to this show every day, and that's nothing but pain. I mean, like, I do wonder.
Yeah.
Like, guys like you, and I know that most men think the way that you think, and I'm not even an art
person.
This is
boring.
Okay. It's boring to you.
Yes.
But again, you've never... When's the last time you went into the Memorial Art Gallery?
Oh, it's been years.
Okay. And the last time you went in, it wasn't to go look at art.
What was that? We were doing a CMF Happy Hour.
Okay. So I'm with you, man. I have not gone into the art gallery, but maybe I should. How do you know you don't walk through and you see something that moves you?
I always think, like, when I see a guy in there, he got dragged in there by his old lady.
Okay.
Don't you, too?
I haven't been in, so I don't know. I don't know what that guy looks like.
So, did I ever tell you when I went to the Mapplethorpe exhibit in Cincinnati?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying about being a douche?
Oh. So this guy Mapplethorpe, he got banned in like every city because he had like this pervy art. So with a bunch of comics, it's a traveling Mapplethorpe show. Okay. So these two other guys and I working at the comedy club, we go, it's nothing but porn.
Yes.
On canvas. It was but there were like people in there, like serious people. Looking at this pervy stuff, acting like it's art. I go, man, these are just dirty pictures. This ain't art.
But for the time, it's an expression of rebellion.
Oh, there was an expression going on, bro.
And by the way, wasn't Mapplethorpe a popular like modern artist in the late 60s, early 70s? Like, that was his prime time, right?
This was the 80s, and he got banned because he had a lot of, like...
No, I remember that. I'm just saying, like, you know, yes.
Oh, I don't know his background.
No, but I guess what I'm getting at is, yes, you were going into dirty bookstores and slipping on other dudes' batch. Like, I get that. This wasn't shocking to you. But for polite society,
right.
Yes, this is...
Hanging on the walls.
Oh, how about the Coke bottle where it was going?
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Troy.
I think you guys are both right. Like...
Good.
You didn't name any current artists.
Doctor. I can't name a current artist.
There ain't a current artist anybody knows.
That's the point. Here's one, and this, I think, cheapens it. Hunter Biden is an artist who sells work for lots and lots of money. He sells his art. Doesn't that cheapen art? Like, he just did it because he's got a big name. He's not a good artist.
No, sure, but I can make the same argument for the Kardashian family. I mean, what's the difference?
Are they doing art?
No, I'm saying they shouldn't be on television. They shouldn't have... Kim Kardashian is in a movie that is one of the worst-rated movies of all time.
I don't even know if it's a movie.
They
it's
keep
a show.
Crank,
yeah.
I mean, look, you can't take one person who may not be talented. And to be fair, I don't know anything about art, so I don't even know if the guy's talented.
Banksy, isn't that like a big artist right now?
Oh, Banksy, good one. That's a good one. Kimmy said Banksy.
Oh, damn it.
Ah, in your face, Troy.
I think that there are some big artists right now. I just, again, I don't know. I'm not in that world. I don't know.
You could name a lot more famous people from a lot more different walks of life than you can artists.
No, but
again, like, we're entertained by so many things now, right? Like, going to an art gallery isn't as popular as it was just because there's so many other things to do. And you can look at everything on your phone. So, like, you're not seeking art the way people used to, maybe, like,
brilliant.
20 years ago.
That's a brilliant point.
I mean, AI could make art now.
Okay. AI can do our show. All you right. want that?
Fair enough.
No.
I do. I'd like to go home. Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Troy. Q&A one artist. Banksy. Damn it! I will read this Instagram message.
What was that?
Because I do want to get some people that are into art. Kate writes, Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. We have a vibrant art scene in Rochester. Thousands of art fans. This will be fantastic for the people already in it and for people who will realize you don't have to be an art major to enjoy someone else's art.
That's true.
I mean, maybe Kate's right. Like, an art gallery in a small town like Victor, maybe that brings people in that normally wouldn't go. And again, I'm not an advocating for, like, art. I'm not, you know, feed the artist. Why? How do you know you wouldn't like it?
I mean, my nephew was an artist. He went to college for it.
Oh, no, you're going to try and spin here?
I know.
But here's the thing.
It's
guys, relatable. We had a lot of laughs back there, but seriously,
when
guys.
When he was a kid, I used to drive him to his art class sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And you know what he had to draw, right? What? To be like a naked chicken there, man. Yeah. And he's like a teenager, full-grown-ass woman.
Okay.
And he's painting boobies.
Yeah? Okay. What's your point?
Painting the human form?
He was having fun. With no art about it.
I think he would have got kicked out of class if he was having too much fun.
Well, yes. Yeah. And he'd knock over his easel. But, I mean, that's not really art.
That is art.
How is that not art? 14-year-old
boy sketch.
What are you talking about?
Bro, some of the most famous pieces of art in history are the Started human form.
But it's perversion.
Oh, my God.
It's pervin.
Let's take a break.
Adult pervin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So it's come to this.
What happened?
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you're a football fan, you know this guy's name. And there may have even been a twinge of excitement seeing that the Bills signed this guy yesterday. Oh. I mean, it's all hands on deck to try and figure out what ails this offense, along with the injuries they've been dealing with. That is until you start to dig into like what's been going on with this guy lately.
Oh, where are they now?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. As we said, no picks this week for the Bills because, you know, it's Wednesday and Thanksgiving tomorrow. And Tommy will be at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Line.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
For the 4:25 kickoff live here on CMF as the Bills travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And the Bills will have a new member of the team come Sunday.
Damn.
They signed yesterday wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Are you familiar with Brandon Cooks?
I am not.
So Brandon Cooks, he is a former first-round pick. He has won the Super Bowl twice.
Bit of a journeyman.
Yeah, with two different teams. He has been a mercenary.
Right.
He has spent 12 seasons.
Wait, 12 seasons?
With the Saints, Patriots, Rams, Texans, and Cowboys.
God damn.
So his MO is he shows up for a season or two, performs really well, and then ends up going somewhere else.
He's a gypsy.
Yeah, he's a gypsy. So he's got 60 touchdowns in his career,
right,
which is impressive. None of those touchdowns have come in the 10 games he's played with the Saints this season.
So it's dropped. So most of his touchdowns were early in his career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, normally what happens, I do not, let's see. This season he has had pretty poor production.
Yeah.
But he's been playing for the Saints, which has a terrible quarterback situation.
Yeah.
He almost caught his one touchdown of the year in Buffalo, but it was ruled an incomplete pass in the end zone. That didn't happen. All right, so Kimmy, your first reaction when you saw Brandon Cooks sign with the Bills yesterday?
Well, I feel like, well, he's 32. And I feel like the Bills keep bringing in like these older guys to sign with the team to get some depth, I guess. And it kind of makes me feel like not as old when I see all these guys in their 30s start joining the team. I don't know why.
See,
I feel you say it makes you feel the opposite, but I think like, oh, look, they're in their 30s. They're still on a NFL team.
Here's why it made me feel old.
Why that?
Because when I saw we signed Brandon Cooks yesterday, my knee-jerk reaction was like, oh, Brandon Cooks, great. And then I looked at when he was drafted.
Because
in my head, he's been in the league for 5 years.
Oh, see, I thought the opposite.
No,
like, I'm like, oh, that guy's still around. Awesome.
No, he sounds like a has-been.
Well, I mean, yes. There's not a lot of guys that come loose this time of year that are going to be a contributor. It's past the trade deadline, so you went out and got the best guy available. Yeah. But Kimmy, like, you know, like you said, he's been a mercenary. So, like, in my head, he's 27 years old. He's 32.
Yeah.
Oh. He's been in the league for 14 years.
I don't know. You don't see, like, when guys are in, like, their mid to late 30s and they're still playing. Not that it gives you hope because you're not going to ever be an NFL star. But I would think
hold on.
That,
speak for yourself.
But I would think that it makes you feel like you're not dead yet, you know?
Well, he hasn't done anything this year. He may be dead.
No, I'm not even saying that.
He may be dead.
He doesn't even need to do anything on the field. It's just the fact that he's still hanging around.
All right.
That's not a great
endorsement,
right?
He's still hanging around.
We'll take him. So this will be the third wide receiver the Bills have signed in the last 4 weeks, because he signed Gabe Davis off the practice squad. You signed Mecole Hardman, who made it three quarters of a game before he had a calf injury and went on IR, and now Brandon Cooks. And all three of those guys are named receivers that NFL fans would recognize. But all of them, I mean, Gabe Davis is still young. He's just been hurt. The other two, in the twilights of their careers, Hardman, for example, didn't make it a full game before he hurt himself and had to be out at least four games. I mean, Kimmy, what are we supposed to expect from Brandon Cooks on Sunday moving forward?
Right. Well,
I don't
play?
Know. I don't think you're. I think they'll have him out there.
I think
he'll know the system enough to get out there and play.
So it's interesting you bring.
Also
that
depends
up.
On what they're going to do with Keon Coleman. I'd assume he's not playing again. But
right,
I don't
you think
know.
He's still sitting?
I mean, Keon Coleman and Brandon Cooks are two very different wide receivers. Yeah. I don't know if Cooks playing influences Keon Coleman playing. I think Gabe Davis is more the influencer on Keon Coleman. To answer your question, Tommy, Brandon Bean, general manager, has said in the past that the hardest position to integrate during a season is wide receiver because NFL offenses are so complicated.
Yeah.
For example, when we traded for Amari Cooper last year, in his first game, he caught a touchdown pass on a play where he didn't know what he was doing. And he had to look over at Keon Coleman.
It just happened to work out.
And Keon Coleman was like, do this, and then he did it.
It worked out.
But Amari Cooper did not have statistically a good season of Buffalo last year because he wasn't a
problem. So this is just going to be another flop.
Well, I mean, who knows? It could also be the threat.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what worked for Amari Cooper, is just having him out there drew some more attention his way, which helped get other guys open.
I mean,
maybe that's the hope.
In the one game they had Mecole Hardman, just the threat of him going deep, they chucked him one ball as hard as they could just to let him know he's there,
and it
alters how the defense has to play. You didn't have that against the Texans last Thursday.
No.
That doesn't sound good,
I mean,
man.
Look, it's the best you got.
Yeah, but that ain't good.
But it's better than it was yesterday, I guess?
Maybe, but you don't know.
I mean, you don't.
Only if the guy performs.
But again, no, he doesn't have to perform because Amari Cooper did not perform. Just the threat of him maybe performing.
If the threat works, are they going?
Spread the offense a little.
Let him go. He can't do nothing.
Well, look, I mean, all it takes is to forget about him once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, the threat of him being able to...
Sneaking around out there.
Yeah, is enough where you may have to respect him. I don't know. We'll see when he is fully up to speed in this offense what kind of effect he has. I don't know. And if he can stay healthy.
All right.
Who the hell knows?
That's really all you're hoping for at this point,
go
right?
Get him, boys.
Guys to stay on the field.
Yeah.
Man, this team is broke down.
It is.
It's been a rough year for injuries. A really rough year. And soft tissue injuries on top of that, which is the worst.
Soft tissue?
Well, yeah, like, you know.
I'm sure. I'm
ligaments and things like that.
Well, you soft tissue hurts.
I do wonder, now if we're getting deep in the weeds here, literal weeds. The Bills next year in their new stadium will have natural grass for the first time since they played at War Memorial Stadium in the 1960s.
Damn.
I wonder if that makes a difference when it comes to injuries on this team.
Oh, so less because it's softer?
Yes, there's been not so much soft. There's been a theory that...
Well, it has some give to it.
That's what it is. Yeah, so, like your feet and knees and stuff don't get
caught. Wait, you're talking about putting carpet over cement wasn't a good idea?
Well, like the modern turf, it feels like grass.
Yeah but until you get slammed on
it.
It's not even that. It's, you know, your foot gets caught here, knees get bent this way, it doesn't give over here.
But I guess when the Bills get hurt, it always seems to be on the roads, which you would think would be a bunch of different types of
Yeah, but your body's still getting pounded into that cement.
Do some of those places where they got hurt, were they playing on grass?
Well,
no, what I'm saying is you're getting worn out.
I don't think. No, I mean, I get the point he's making.
Yeah.
Just the reps you're putting
in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you practice on it, right?
But I mean, the New York MetLife Stadium, where there have been a lot of Bills injuries, notoriously has like the worst turf in the NFL. The turf last year,
That's good mob turf.
Well, you can't do real grass, or else Jimmy Hoffa's erection will start showing up through it.
Wait, he's still got an erection?
Yeah, he was into that kind of thing.
I did not know that. Yeah.
No, Kimmy, that's a good question. If you were to look at the injuries.
Yeah, the statistics of teams that play on home turf versus grass. Naturally. How many grass stadiums are there? There can't be that many.
They're going back towards grass. Yeah. There's been a big push because the NFLPA says it's safer for the players to play on.
But what do you do with all these domes in northern cities?
I mean, there's a way to do it. It's just expensive.
Yeah, I would think.
And the big thing is there's no NFL mandate on what turf should look like. The folks that own the stadiums are allowed to do what they want, and the owners of the stadiums want turf because they can host a concert on Saturday and then a game the next day. You can't do that on grass.
Sure.
15 NFL stadiums have real grass fields.
So still the majority are turf fields.
32
teams.
Yeah, but two of them play in the same place.
Oh, good call.
So almost half.
Well, no, but if 15 teams play on turf, that would be... None of this matters.
No, I said 15 have real grass fields.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So 16 have turf.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got to the bottom of that.
Thank God.
Right?
Welcome, Brandon Cooks. We'll see you on Sunday against the Steelers live here on CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.